This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We welcome all of you, and specifically KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Mr. Gerald Reed's company is taking our show now. We want to welcome all our listeners from that area, and thank you so much, Gerald, for trusting our show. And welcome to the Home Talk USA radio family. Also, we got a special announcement, a milestone, that this is episode 1,022 of Home Talk USA. We're slowly creeping up, Rita. We're closely creeping up to being the number one longest longevity home improvement radio show in the country. There is two shows ahead of us, but they're not on the air anymore. And wow. I think we're going to be passing them shortly. So we're creeping
Congratulations.
Up. Yeah. My producers told me that, and they said, King, you're at 1,021. And well, it's on our website, hometalkusa.com. You can see all our websites. And I said, wow. I said, go check out how many episodes our competition has. And when they checked it out, says King, you're gonna be passing this as the number one show longevity wise in the country. I said, whoa, this little home talk that 20 something years ago said would never make it on the air. Wouldn't even carry us. Amazing, huh?
There you go. Yep.
So what's happening, Miss Ventilady herself? What kind of show we have today?
Well, today we're talking about kind of a complicated topic. It's market research, which inventors do at the beginning of their steps, and then marketing that they do at the end of their steps. And I get inventors who will kind of switch them around a little bit or do them at the wrong time frame. For instance, market research, if you hire a firm to do it, it can be really expensive. But there's some things you could do yourself that don't take very long, and you get better information. But if you spend that money too soon, then by golly, when you get to the point where you've got to spend some money on marketing, you don't have any left. So how then do you do your marketing? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on. And also, I like to mention that we do get requests each week through Twitter and through our Facebook page and through just a basic emails to me and say, hey, King, how can we get my product on the Invent America show? I said, well, we have a segment of the show at the end of the show where we always announce the process. And there is a process, right, in doing
right.
this. And so we're going to handle all that at the end of the hour. But you're still trying to recover. I mean, I know it's been, a month now, but we're still trying to cover from the National Hardware Show. A lot going on there, a lot of requests also. And we have some potential news, potential products that might be joining your family if it all works out. Now, we can't reveal who they are or what they are, but you do have some coming up the pipeline, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was on a meeting last week that was for all of the Inventor Group leaders, and they were so excited to hear about Invent America. And then within 24 hours, I had people calling and saying, this is where I'm at in the process, you know, and I would love to be on the show. But then we had our Inventors Roundtable meeting, and honestly, we had the Inventors Roundtable meeting on Thursday night, and you would be amazed. So that one meeting, we had people from Florida, we had people from Boston, Texas, California, Washington State, and Canada, all on that meeting.
Well,
all across America, all stages.
Well,
it was
like,
wonderful.
Like our new affiliate, KACT 1360 AM, what can they expect on the Invent America show? What's the purpose of the show? I guess we'll just do the Reader's Digest version.
That's great. You know, one, it's to show consumers new products that they might be interested in but didn't know were out there. So we're wanting to reach the American consumer. Two, we want to be able to help new inventors learn the right steps. So cool new products. You know, there's a really good way of going about the inventing process that you learn something from each step you do. And that's where we want to be able to take those new inventors and say, oh, aha, I've got an idea. I've got a better way of doing this. So it allows us then to reach that rural America radio listening area with really good inventions. Because our best inventions, Michael, come from the people working in the field.
Yeah. Well, we do have a...
And then we're reaching store owners and, you know, potential licensees out there. So our reach and our target market is everybody.
Well, we do have a programming change also. We were supposed to have Travis Kelly be our... guessing the not this segment, the segment after, but he's a fireman, so I want to make a programming note that we did update our website, and I think we're going to have a Derry Griffin talking about his caulking gun, right? He's going to be substituting?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we just make sure. So I think we're going to be taking a break shortly and explain a little bit about our guests. Keith Ott's going to be our first guest, right?
Keith is going to be our first guest, and amazing enough, he was a fireman for 25 years. And so his product is related to what he learned as a fireman.
Okay.
And so I'm going to let him tell that story a little bit, but a very cool product. He's been manufacturing. So he did do both market research and marketing. So he'll have a good perspective on that. And then Derry Griffin, he is manufacturing a couple of his products and is out there. So he's kind of, you know, done both of them. And I think for the inventor, the scary part is getting to the point where they can actually do some marketing and then have the money to do
it.
Yeah.
Then you have your product expert.
Expensive.
Yeah, then you got your product expert coming on, Mike Green, right?
Mike Green, he is a social media expert, and for a lot of inventors, social media is the go-to. Now, it can make you broke if you make the wrong choices. But if you do it, if you're smart about it, there are ways to do it, and that's what Mike's going to talk about.
Yeah. And, well, we got a great show lined up, and... give us that website, though, your website, though. I always like to promote your website, though.
It is www.inventorlady.com, and you can also find now the intro page for Invent America there as well. So we've moved it. It's all there. All the links are functioning just lickety-split, and we are good to go.
It's a big process. All right, Rita, let's take a short break. We've got to pay some bills, man. You know, a guess a day keeps the bill collectors away. You know what I mean? But
there you go.
But all right, we're going to take a short break. This is the Cajun Man, Mr. Cajun Man Michael King himself, the Cajun Contractor, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit to some of the inventors out there in the Invent America part of the Home Talk USA radio program, as we talk to these young inventors each week, every week. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yay!
to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back, along with my sidekick and co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. And Rita, wow, we've had a great show so far. A lot of education information. We've had a cross range of products and technology, and the amount of information that the Invent America show is putting out there. But hey, let's talk about our next guest, Mr. Michael Green. He's your product expert. He's the guy that comes, checks out the possibility of these products, and maybe the durability or the type of product, or maybe just get an overall view of the possible success of the product, I guess.
Not exactly. So Michael Green is my marketing expert.
Okay.
So he is a marketing expert, and so he doesn't do it just for me. He's not in the market research stage. He's going to be afterwards. He's going to be helping inventors get from, it's like, okay, I've got this product now, and
what do I do with it?
So how do I get the word? Exactly.
What do I do with it? I got you.
And so, Michael, thank you for being with us today. I appreciate it very, very much. But let me tell a little bit of a story about Mike. All right. A couple of years ago, we went to the hardware show, and I had a couple of people saying, I keep Googling National Hardware Show, and all I get is Inventor Lady. That was the first year that I had Mike on board. He's been on board ever since. So he made us a small company. He made us look big, and that is what Mike does. So, Mike, thanks for being with us a little bit.
It's a pleasure always, Rita. And, it's been great. Rita brings all sorts of inventors together and really makes them successful in presenting their products to, you know, the marketplace. And, you know, consumers are smarter than we often give them credit, especially nowadays when information like reviews and forums and all that are at their fingertips on their phones. Peter Drucker was one of the premier go-to business coaches for many CEOs in the years past, GM, Intel, in the heights of their success. He once said, the aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well the product or service fits him and it sells itself. And I think that approach to marketing is where every product starts. It's truly knowing your audience and having creating a product with a excellent product market fit. Every inventor can start.
Yeah, but marketing is the story you tell about the product, not the actual selling of the product. And I think inventors need to, you know, really work on that story that they tell. But things have changed a lot since the days of just, you know, TV, whereas now we can do a radio show that streams over and over and over again. But the social media platforms that are the podcasting, and I had a lady call right before the show, and I said, she goes, I've been listening to all the podcasts on Invent America. And I said, call me tomorrow because we're getting ready to record. But, you know, help us understand that whole streaming idea, how you can take a product and get it out there through social media so that you don't have to spend, you know, sell body parts to do it.
Yeah, it is truly about that storytelling. You're telling the story of the consumer having a problem, what the problem is, and how your product solves that to them. Marketing is not selling. Marketing is all about emotion. It's creating that desire and that education of them. Educating them about the problem, about you're solving through your design or your, you know, invention itself. And, you know, everything else is window dressing, but social media and, you know, video is really that key in being able to tell that story. You know, social media is a free platform. So, I mean, from a startup cost, there's very little startup cost in social media. If you can do it yourself. If not, then you hire professionals and you can use that platform to really put a face and put a story out there of your product.
Well, it's not that I want to share you, but give everybody your website so that they'll know how to get you if they need to.
MyCreativePartners.com, you know, we do all of our website development and social media through there. You can reach me at MyCreativePartners.com.
All right, Mike. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Great. So say that again.
MyCreativePartners.com.
Gotcha. Mike Green, thank you for being our guest, my buddy. Thank you for filling
Always
in.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Rita. We're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. We're going to be right back, right here on Home Talk USA Radio Network, the Invent America segment of our show here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com, along with Rita Crompton. We're going to be wrapping up. Exciting news, breaking news, coming back off a break. All right.